Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Homelessness remains a critical problem in communities across South Florida, from providing needed services to help people deal with mental health challenges to reducing substance abuse. There's a lot of work to do. And there remains a lack of affordable housing in the state. All of these issues have become politically divisive. In Fort Lauderdale, a city that has experienced national ridicule and scrutiny over how it's dealt with homeless, leaders are trying to find a more humane way of helping this portion of the population. Vice Mayor and City Commissioner Ben Sorensen recently decided to move from one of his offices to a homeless encampment. It's located at the main library in downtown. He works out of a tent, holding all of his meetings under the elements, forcing the community to look at the issue up close. And we spoke to him recently via Skype from the encampment, and I started by asking him, why do you want to do this?
So homelessness has long been a concern of mine. It's something I've been working on for years. About 6 years ago, I co-founded something called Mission United of the United Way of Broward County. And this has been an effort to help our veterans that are homeless find homes, find lodging. And we've helped house over 800 veterans. We've helped veterans get jobs. We've helped veterans get legal service. And it has been a fantastic success. And we still have the broader homeless population in Broward County. We still have about 2,300 folks who are homeless. And so we need to help serve those homeless folks. And so I moved down here to the encampment so that, one, it's top of mind for me every day when I come to my satellite office here. Two, so that everyone who meets with me, whether they're meeting with me about sewers or about development projects, that they see what we're facing as a community and helping me come up with solutions. And so right now, as I'm speaking, we have United Way caseworkers that are helping to get some folks housing. And so that's part of why I'm here to address these concerns.
Have you asked any of the other commissioners or the mayor to join you?
You know what? I haven't. They're aware that I'm here. And so, you know, if they'd like to join me at any point, I'd obviously welcome them to come down. And I have found, obviously, I've been talking with the other commissioners and the mayor about homelessness. And we've really, as a commission, really started to come up with some good ideas and some real proactive steps. So I'm really excited about the collaboration we're already finding within the commission to address this.
Now, you know, Fort Lauderdale has been scrutinized nationally over the way it's dealt with the homeless population. There was the bulldozers at Stranahan Park. There was the ongoing battle with Arnold Abbott, the 90-year-old man who was feeding the homeless, who was getting arrested. I mean, what does the city have to do to change that reputation?
So I think we've already started to go down a little bit of a different path. And what we need to do is, it's not about working against a population or against a group of people. It's about working with them and bringing in stakeholders in the community to help solve this problem. So right now in Fort Lauderdale and Broward County, we have the business community has been being very engaged recently and looking at solutions. And so that's a huge win. The city is engaging with Broward County. I've met with the county administrator the other day, and I'm having good conversations with Broward County commissioners about how we can work together. So we aren't going to ordinance our way out of this problem. It's about finding affordable housing, finding supportive services, and finding a place these folks can go during the day to get out of the park. And I think we're heading in the right direction.
So, Commissioner, what has your time at the camp been like? I mean, how do you describe what it's like to live there? And you're going home at night, but I'm saying, you know, being there during the day and, you know, trying to work out of the space that you're in. What's it been like?
One, it's very educational for me. And, I've spent a lot of my many years recently on homelessness, but there's nothing like sitting down and talking to folks. I was just sitting next to someone who's homeless. Her name's Angel, and she's had a tough time getting work and finding housing, and hearing what her income is, what her challenges have been, why she left her previous housing that she had, helps inform and instruct me as to what solutions we need to be implementing. And also getting the folks that are here in the encampment, they're buying, saying, hey, if we're able to offer you this service or this housing option, is that something you'd be interested in? Because we can come up with all kinds of solutions, but if they aren't solutions that these folks are interested in partaking in, we're spinning our wheels.
And you, as you said, you are having meetings, I mean, meetings you would usually have in your air-conditioned office with people from around the city. What have they told you about what it's like to work with you and talk with you in that sort of environment?
Well, it's been really fantastic. And I tell you, even if we're not, our a meeting with someone is not focused on homelessness, inevitably it comes up. And the compassion that folks have when they meet with me is amazing. I've had, you know, business leaders and service providers say to me, hey, what else could we be doing to help? How can we get on board and support what the city's doing? And so we immediately lead into a brainstorming and action planning. And that's part of what I'm so excited about is people want to do something. They oftentimes just don't know what to do. And so by doing some of this, I think we're starting to get more of an action plan going.
And you meet with the folks who actually do live there, some of the homeless living there. You talked about someone named Angel. Early on, you talked to a gentleman named Jesse Benner that I had read about. I mean, when you talk with these folks, what are they telling you? How did they end up there? What's their situation? What's their story?
There's a couple that lives here, a man and a woman, and they were in housing. Their rent was increased. And so they couldn't sustain it. And so now they're here and they're working. There's a misunderstanding that these folks don't have jobs. A lot of these folks are working, but they're not earning wages that are high enough to provide for living in Broward County. And here in Broward County, we have one of the highest costs of living. When you look at cost of living versus average income here, it's one of the highest in the country. So these folks are at school, they're working, and they need a place that can be affordable to them, and they're interested in finding a place. And so I think that's where this idea of affordable housing is one of the solutions to start helping them get on their feet and get going so that they can be in a place where they can feel secure at night and leave their possessions to go to work or to go to school.
I'm talking with Fort Lauderdale's Vice Mayor and Commissioner Ben Sorensen. He recently moved out of his office to work in a homeless encampment. This is the one near the main library downtown Fort Lauderdale. He joined us via Skype from the encampment, and he's sharing stories about the people he's meeting, but also trying to bring awareness to this issue. We all know about the issue of homelessness in the city of Fort Lauderdale. So, Commissioner, you talk about some of these solutions, but what more can the city, the county, what more can we do to help these folks find a better option?
So I think one of the things that's incumbent upon cities and counties is to, when there are development projects, to ensure that portions of those projects, of those apartments, are tagged for affordable housing, that there's a number of units that these folks can utilize that are available to them. So I think that's one. I think next piece is finding short-term shelter for these individuals. So we're really looking at that as a city and saying, okay, what are some areas where we might be able to relocate some of these folks, give them a place to store their possessions, to be in a building, to have air conditioning. And then the third is having wraparound services. So we've got to have service providers, as we are having right now. I'm looking at my tent, which is my office, and there's a United Way caseworker there that's in processing several of these folks that are living here and helping them find the services they need and the housing we need. And so the more we can have service providers continuing to team up in that manner, the more successful we're going to be.
The devastation of the opioid crisis has been well documented in South Florida. To what extent can drug rehabilitation and intervention help in reducing homelessness?
It's a very important part of it. And, you know, a lot of times these folks can spiral down, just as anyone, me, you, anyone can spiral down. So the more preventative kind of we can be in helping these folks get the housing they need, get jobs they need, it lessens the likelihood of addiction rearing its really ugly head. So it's another reason why I think early prevention, a few dollars metaphorically early on, saves some significant dollars and life costs down the road.
I wanted to ask you about the nonprofit task force. What role is it playing? What is it doing to help solve the problem?
Yeah, so the task force headed up by Lorraine Willoughby, is that the task force?
Yes.
Yeah. So they do amazing work. So they're here regularly helping to identify the needs of folks, helping them find housing solutions. So they're just one of the many groups that are really proactive and on the ground here.
There was a Sun Sentinel report that said there are roughly 300 homeless in the Fort Lauderdale community that continuously refuse services. How do you support a population that doesn't want your help?
Yeah, so I think that's a big challenge. And I'll tell you that when I'm here walking and talking to folks in the tents and they're coming up to my tent and talking with me, I have yet to interact with folks that say, I don't want any help. I don't want affordable housing. I don't want supportive services. You know, the folks that I'm talking to are very interested and very eager for a hand up. And I think that's what's key here is, you know, while handouts might feel good in the moment, we've got to provide more deeper systemic solutions.
Is there a community anywhere in the country that you could say, you can point to and say, they've achieved amazing success in helping the homeless population, that we could possibly emulate that?
Yeah, there's some great examples of that. Utah has done a phenomenal job in dramatically reducing its homeless population. Orlando has a great model that's been working very well. And what you see is common among all these cities and states that do this really well is the collaboration piece. As we're working together, we're sharing ideas, we are willing to let down our turf issues and find solutions. And, you know, just one example of that is Broward County has what's called the Continuum of Care Board, which is a great bringing together of service providers to work together. So the collaboration and also the urgency. I'm not a very patient person, and I think we've really got to create greater urgency around finding solutions as soon as possible, because one of my fears is that something bad would happen here at the downtown encampment, and I don't want, obviously, anything bad to happen. And so that, to me, every day is something, a reason why I want to get these folks into a better situation.
You know, we come back to the issue of affordable housing, and do you have any sort of plan, whether it's a tax plan or any kind of policy, that can really lead and push toward creating more opportunities like that?
Fort Lauderdale City Commission has really made affordable housing a top priority. And so as we interact with folks who are developing and building here, having that discussion early on in the process of saying, hey, here's what the challenge we're facing. And when you look at the allocation of units, how much are you willing to help us achieve this? And additionally, we've have some very exciting partners that are coming forward and saying, hey, even from private dollars, foundation dollars, hey, we're interested in building affordable housing in Fort Lauderdale. So we're starting to see a lot more of this movement coming down the pipe.
How long are you going to stay out there?
You know, I don't know. But I feel the need to really stay out here until I feel like we've got a really good direction on this, that we have a really good plan in action, and that we're really moving these folks into a better condition. And if that takes a long time, then I'm willing to stay here to help support getting that solution going.
Talking with Fort Lauderdale Vice Mayor and Commissioner Ben Sorensen, he recently moved from his office to a makeshift office in a homeless encampment in downtown Fort Lauderdale to, again, bring awareness to the issue of homelessness, but also to see what else he could do from that perspective. He joined us via Skype from the encampment. Commissioner Sorensen, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And you can find photos on our Facebook and Twitter of Commissioner Sorensen's office setup in the homeless encampment. You can find us again, WLRN Sundial. Well, still to come, a photo exhibit you can experience from the beach as part of Urban Beach Week. We'll talk with the artist who's behind the Black Florida Project. That's next on Sundial here on WLRN.